Mr. Ashford, good morning to you.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court, before starting, my name is Timothy Ashford. I had a prepared oral argument for you, but basically, let me tell you a little story about a little boy. He grew up in North Omaha, a little black boy. One day, his mother decided she wanted him to get ahead in life. She decided to send him to go get some French lessons on Saturday, which he didn't want to do. That little boy argued with his mom. Finally, she gave him a dollar and says, get you a cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke. So the little boy goes downtown. He does his French lessons. Then that little boy decides to go to a restaurant to get a hamburger. Being a little black boy in 1968, he walks in, and the waitress says, we don't serve your kind. So the little boy, black boy, walks away crying because he cannot get his hamburger. Now, that little black boy grows up and he watches the riot, as some people call it, and the rebellion, as other people call it, in 1968 in North Omaha, the ghetto. After he watches that, he decides, I have to become a police officer. Basically because I have to become an attorney. Not a police officer, his brother's a police officer, but I have to become an attorney. Basically because I know at some point the police are going to stop me and they're going to arrest me wrongfully. That's his impression of the judicial system. Now, he grows up, he eventually becomes an attorney. He represents someone known as David Rice, Wabushido Mago Kian Wulang. He represents him not for the money, because he represents him for 17 years for free. Finally, he asked the court to appoint him just like co-defendant Antoine Dexter did with Bob Bartle, who earned a well-deserved $30,000, and the court agrees. So James Gleason appoints that attorney, who is me, January 24, 2014. At that point, I represent David Rice. I submit my bill. There is no objection to the bill. And to be quite frank, I don't want to be here today. This is the first time in my oral arguments I don't want to be here. And neither does the Douglas County Attorney or the Attorney General. How many times in your career have you seen them not file a brief? Never. I shouldn't have to go through this, but let's get on with my argument. So my request was reasonable. I proved that. Nobody argued with that. The Douglas County Attorney even tried to do a summary affirmance. Judge Gleason, in his ruling, said, subsequent to the hearing, this judge received notice that he had been sued in the United States District Court by the applicant. So, Judge Gleason is not going to pay me because I exercised my constitutional rights to sue him and the other judges of Douglas County Court because they won't let black attorneys at that time represent indigent defendants in murder cases. Just as that little boy couldn't get his cheeseburger and the lady told him, we don't serve your kind, he felt that all over again when there was no blacks on the panel.
When did you claim your fees accrued? Before you were appointed or after?
What? After I was appointed, Your Honor.
So this is the amount that you...
During the time period after.
After you'd been appointed by the court. You're not asking for money for stuff you did before.
That's not fair, and I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I'm just asking for, from that date on until the end of when he denied my fees.
What was your hourly rate that you were charged?
I believe it was $65. Hold on a minute. I charged what everybody else was billing.
Is that the fee for court-appointed lawyers?
Pardon me?
Is that the rate?
Yeah, court-appointed attorneys. But his reason for not paying me was stated in his order. And as I read it, subsequent to the hearing, the judge received notice that he had been sued in the United States District Court by the applicant herein. Furthermore, he said that it was frivolous. You have a right. Indigent defendants have a right to be represented in felony cases. Unfortunately, Mondo, as I called him, he became a friend over the years, but he died March 11, 2016.
Were the legal actions for which you sought a fee those in defending your client in a criminal action?
Yes, in defending him in a criminal action.
You weren't asking Gleason to pay you for suing him in federal court?
Nope, that's not related, okay?
Okay.
And basically, I'm going by statute 29-3905, which says that when the court appoints you, the court shall pay you. That's a shall. I worked with the Douglas County attorney. They basically said, we have no case law, and we have no argument against what your payment.
The fees were in connection with the post-conviction act?
Post-conviction action, yes.
Okay. And is the post-conviction action a criminal action?
Yes.
What is our standard of review here?
Reasonable. I believe the fees have to be fair and reasonable.
Would it be for abuse of discretion and not awarding you fees?
Pardon me?
Would a review be for abuse of discretion in
yes,
not awarding you the fees?
Yes, Your Honor. And you have to excuse me. Here I'm representing myself. I'm just not myself today. But this brings back a whole host of memories, and I'm not asking for any excuses. But he abused his discretion in denying me the payment of my fees. And I'm asking the court to make this right. All over our nation right now, just as it was in the 1960s, you see police officers killing black people. You see unlawful police stops. You see people who their rights are being violated. And the one place they turn to make everything right is the court. They turn to the judicial system. You are the ones who straighten out and you correct what's wrong. When you do that, people feel that they're fair and they feel like, although this bad thing happened, the court is going to straighten it out. In this respect, the reason I'm here is I believe the judge believed I wasn't going to file an appeal in this matter. I did. I owed it to that little black boy who didn't get his cheeseburger. If not the money, even if it had been a dollar, I still would have filed the appeal.
What is the scope of the relief that you're seeking from this court, and what is the scope of our authority?
You have the authority to pay me my $7,428, Your Honor.
On the record that was made, that would, in your view, would be within our authority, rather than a remand to this judge or another judge. Is that your view?
Yes, I believe so. Thank
you. Okay. Well, your point is no one has objected to the appeal.
You're right. No one has objected.
If we remand, can we simply order the judge to pay you the amount you've requested?
Yes, Your Honor, you can. And to be honest, I've avoided that judge by changing cases to other individuals until this resolved. I don't know how he'd take it, but my position is I should never have had to go through this. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. And if you remand it, my position is remand it with an order to pay the fees. That would be sufficient, Your Honor, to solve this problem.
Can we remand it to another judge?
You can. You did that in another case I had. We won't go into that, but you did that in another case. I'm just, in so many words, a problem child because I insist upon my constitutional rights and the constitutional rights of other people. And someone who would represent Mondo for free for 17 years, that shows you what type of lawyer I am. And the two lawyers I admire most out of Nebraska are the lawyers who represented Standing Bear. I know how they feel because I represented a former Black Panther Party for self-defense member who was accused of killing a white cop. So I know how those people represented standing there felt. Public doesn't like you, but that's our job. That's what we do. So please, I'd ask that you remand it with directions to pay me the amount I requested. Questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I believe the appellee